Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In a bid to revive the Equal Rights Amendment, the House has approved a measure removing a 1982 deadline for state ratification and reopening the process to amend the Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on sex. KYW's Das Kuznets has more on what that means for your day-to-day life.
The House vote means the process to amend the Constitution to prohibit sex-based discrimination has been reopened.
It's one of the last hurdles that the Equal Rights Amendment has towards full ratification to the Constitution.
That's Krista Niles with the Alice Paul Institute in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. She explains the ERA has been a proposed amendment since 1923 when it was first introduced to Congress by Alice Paul. Paul revised the document in 1943, after which it was introduced into Congress every session until 1972. That's when it was sent out to the states for ratification with a 10-year deadline.
So after the Equal Rights Amendment failed to ratify in 1982, when the original deadline approached, it kind of died out.
Niles says the Senate now would have to pass a sister bill for the measure to advance, but she says it's expected to face opposition there.
The ERA as an amendment to the Constitution will become a really vital legal tool for individuals that are fighting against gender-based discrimination.
If the measure were to survive the Senate and be ratified into the Constitution, gender-based issues like bathroom access, equal pay, and paternity leave could become legally protected in the United States. Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.